Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
From the mobile Fox Sports Radio studios, myself in Detroit, Mike Harmon in Los Angeles. And Mike Harmon, it is 1 o'clock in the morning here in the greater Detroit area, and I need to report a murder.
A murder, you say?
Yes. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I have just killed a ham and cheese sandwich in the last 5 minutes like it is nobody's business.
See, I really thought you had 55 minutes left in you before you sped to your local favorite establishment for one more run.
Oh, no. Listen, and I want to thank the listener last night who told me, hey, Jason, I found a White Castle near you that's open till 3. I was able to go. It was awesome. I was like,
no, that's great.
I was able, but no White Castle tonight. Tonight is a ham and cheese sandwich at 1 o'clock in the morning kind of night. That's what
okay.
it is.
Okay, well, tonight. You know what? Whatever the sustenance you need to power you through, we knew cheese would be part of it. Just a matter of, ratio from there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Colby Jack cheese in the middle. Oh, yeah. It's got cheese on top and on the bottom with the meat in the middle. Now, that's a sandwich. That is a sandwich.
If you do that with no bread, you're on a good path.
I want to wrap it up, but it's got to be easy. You know, I can't sit here and go, okay, I got like 4 minutes, to be able to make a sandwich. I gotta do it fast, right? I'm like a line cook. Okay, what do we got? What do we got coming up? Dang, it's ready.
To make a sandwich. So you're not even, someone sent you to a studio with a sandwich. You're literally running around handling cold cuts.
Yes, exactly. It's time for a sandwich.
There was someone sitting around doing nothing that could have put a sandwich together for you. What the hell's going on over there?
What do they pay you for? How about you make me a sandwich and dance it over to me? We have a very special guest coming up in about 5 minutes to break down the Bucks win over the Suns. But this deserves, I can't mention this story enough. Monty Williams, there is video circulating of him, head coach of the Phoenix Suns, who went to the Bucks locker room to congratulate Giannis and the Bucks on winning the NBA championship. And I'll tell you what, you see it a lot and it always burns me when I see a team that wins a game, wins a championship, where the coach goes into the losing locker room to say, hey, you guys played hard, you guys played great. I can't stand that. I can't stand that in any sport. I couldn't stand it when the coaches came over, when we lost All-Stars, when Zoe's team lost All-Stars, when they came over and said, oh, you gave us all we could handle. What, this was an invitational for you? Go ahead, leave. It is really something when you lose and you go to the other team's locker room to say congratulations on winning, because you're leaving players who are absolutely heartbroken, and the classy thing to do is to go do this and say, hey, listen, you guys were great. Congratulations. You beat us. You got to stand in all that celebration with all the everybody wearing goggles and not being able to tell who anybody is, and they're pouring champagne on each other, and you're kind of interloping in a little bit. And to be able to do that, to go in, that is some kind of classy move. But look, honestly, that's Monty Williams. That's why he's got the reputation that he has throughout his career. And that is really something I've always believed in, that when you lose, to be able to go in and congratulate the winning team, that's a real classy move. And he deserves all the credit in the world for that.
Quote, you made me a better coach. You made us a better team. Arm around Giannis, who is never going to let that trophy go. They've got to be careful that his arm doesn't become permanently wrenched in that bicep position, holding on to that thing. But big deal. And we talked about Monty Williams, and maybe he did a little bit of politicking about Scott Foster going into next year in his press conference overall. But a big moment there. I'm always conflicted with it, though. Right, there's a positivity to be had with it, and a big moment, and hey, congratulations. There's another thing to be said for it. It's their time. So I don't know. You know, I mean, hey, stop down. This guy wants to come in and say a few words in the midst of our celebration. I don't know. It can go either way. And I think from the clips that are circulating, at least to this point, it's done as well as you possibly could. And the respect that everybody has for Monty Williams certainly shows in the clip.
You know, it's funny you say that, because when we played in the in softball, our team made it to the championship, and we lost 6-5 in the championship game. And you know, like I said, I got to practice what I preach, right? I always think that's a classy move. So I went over to the other team to congratulate them, and I got the girls together. And, you know, and I didn't walk right over and interrupt their championship everything. But I walked over to say, hey, girls, because I know all the girls, because you know all the girls in the league. And, you know, like I said, I was coaching them later on in All-Stars. And the girls all turned around and I said, hey, you girls were fantastic. You were this, you were this. And then the parents came over, and they were just, like, not happy that I did that. Like, they go, come on, girls, turn around for pictures. Turn around for pictures. And I'm like, wow, can I just congratulate them? But they wanted no part of me to say congratulations to them. So I was
pictures for everybody.
Okay, man. All right. I'm not going to come over here and sit here. I didn't say come sit down so I can talk to you for a half hour. I said I want to come over and congratulate because you girls played really well and a couple of the star players. But they were like, yeah, come on, girls. Like, as soon as they saw me over there, come on, girls, turn around for pic. Come on, we got to take pictures now. I'm like, wow, okay. I know you, and I know you, and I know you. I'll remember this. I walked away, and I really thought I was really upset. But I'm still glad I went over and did it because I thought it was an important thing to go do. You know. And but, yeah, it's funny you say that because you're right. Sometimes it doesn't get the respect. But look, when you walk in after losing the NBA Finals, you're going to make time for the other coach to come in and say something.
I would think so. Sure, sure. Yeah, just knowing, you know, human nature, though. It's like we're partying, and now, you know, we're going to have enough folks that are celebrating. Look, we had 65,000 people between those in the arena and those outside that are all fired up. I mean, you know, they're hyping us up as it is, but we appreciate you, Coach. Come on in.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. So how did it sound, the Milwaukee Bucks becoming your NBA champions? It sounded like this.
Chris Paul inbound, looking in for Booker, who takes a three. No good. Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
Bucks Radio Network on the call there on top of the world, and joining us now, you hear him on Fox Sports Radio every single day, whether it's the morning, the afternoon, at night. He is the biggest Milwaukee Bucks fan in the world. He's also the host of the I Want Your Flex podcast with Mike Harmon. He is the number one Bucks fan on the continent. It is Dan Beyer. Dan, congratulations. If you're not sober, I want to warn you, you can't curse on the air, okay? You still have to be a professional.
You know, it's funny because that was when you go into those locker rooms, I remember covering a few NBA finals back in the day, and I had guys turn me down for interviews because they're like, you know what, I'm a little too lit right now. I don't want to say something stupid on the air. So it has happened before.
Yeah.
Vividly in the Spurs in 2007 when they swept Cleveland, I remember, like, there are a couple of guys that are like, sorry, I'm like 3 or 4 in. I can't do this. So, yeah, you think it's funny, but it's true.
Well, figure shotgunning after expending 7,000 calories on the court. Yeah, that's going to be a recipe for potential disaster. But here's the question for you now, Dan. Does your child now get out of that onesie that has been affixed on him for the last 2 months?
I'll tell you what. There has already been an order placed. It's one of the great things. There are so many, like, extra things about winning a title that you don't know that you can experience until you actually experience. I've already placed an order for championship gear that includes an NBA championship onesie 3 to 6 months. Because the Giannis one he's going to be growing out of in a couple of weeks anyway. So we've already got the championship onesie ordered. But it was one of the first things that I did. I got an email like championship gear. I'm like, yes, please.
Delivered to you in 7 to 10 months. You'll get that. Don't worry, Dan. We'll get that right out to you. Don't worry. You'll get it right away.
Oh, man. They gave me the date. You know, it did say like April 30th of 2024. It should be here. So hopefully that works out well.
Hey, what was the moment? Because I'm sure it had, because it happens to me when my teams don't win that often. I mean, clearly they don't. But there's always a moment when I kind of get scared when I go, oh, my God, my team's going to win the championship. What was that moment for you when you realized, oh, my God, we're going to win?
When the ball went through Buckner's legs. That's when I knew it was going to happen. No, I'm kidding. It was probably around the 22-second mark. And when Giannis got fouled and it allowed him to, like, get 50, like, that was because he was stuck on 49. And I told my wife, I go, now he can get 50, made one, made it seven. But when it was around 20 seconds, that's when it was. She was chick-herning. My wife was chick-herning this with, like, 4 minutes left. She's like, it's in the fridge. It's in the fridge. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not in the fridge yet. It's not even close to the fridge. But she was saying that about 4 minutes ago. Took me till about the 22-second mark to really be like, oh, my goodness, this is happening.
No, we talked about it last week with Jason turned to the land of Michigan. Just this team's composition and Giannis himself, I mean, literally watching him grow up before our eyes. And folks forgetting that this is year 8 of a journey, yet he's still a kid. But 17 of 19 from the foul line. Would you have ever placed a bet that percentage would show up in a Giannis box score?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I would have taken 12 of 19. If you were to start tonight, I would have been like, all right, sign me up. I will absolutely take that, you know, take that in a heartbeat. And you mentioned it. He's 8 years in, and the journey is, it's one guy that I don't know, like, how much people got into. Like, I don't even know if people really understand what the Bucks in six thing means. But it was when Brandon Jennings thought or predicted that the Bucks would beat LeBron James and the Heat in six games in the first round of the NBA playoffs when the Bucks were an 8 seed 1 year. So that's kind of like where the whole thing started. And it's been kind of a funny hop. By the way, the Bucks were swept that season, no surprise. But when you think about like the journey, like it's been 8 years. You know where the Bucks rise was supposed to begin in when they drafted Jabari Parker. Like that was actually supposed to be the starting point where you're like, okay, finally they got a high pick in one of those years where the draft was plentiful with stars that we thought at the time with Wiggins, Parker, and Embiid. Now you look back on it and you're like, I don't know what it is. But that was really actually supposed to be the starting point. And that was the year after Giannis was drafted. So you think about just like the strange journey that this team took. 10 years ago, they were in jeopardy of maybe moving. There was that talk because Herb Cole was a great, great owner for what the Bucks were, but he wasn't going to be a great owner for what they could be or needed to be. He was fine with them if they could just make it to the playoffs, but it was never going to be good. They needed more money. They needed a new arena. 10 years ago, there was a thought that this team could actually move, and for now them to be a NBA champion is just truly amazing.
And now you fear the deer. What percentage of people do you feel were standing? Would you have gone outside if you were back in Wisconsin? Let me just ask it that way. Would you be standing there miles from a Jumbotron hoping your cell reception was good enough just so you could be in the throng?
That would be tough for me. That would be very, very difficult. Like, I understand being there and being a part of the festivities. But maybe it's just because I'm getting old. I don't know the cases. Maybe it's because I don't want to catch any variants of COVID. I probably would have passed on the Deer District. But I've got a cousin that has been down there a bunch. I know friends back in Wisconsin have been there. And to think about it, the other thing that, you know, I talked about that earlier about the team moving and the change of it. Downtown Milwaukee was never a destination. We growing up, you're never like, we got to go downtown Milwaukee. Said no one ever. But now you look at actually what has transpired and what that arena has done and how things have changed, it has become a place to be. And it's all because of the Bucks and their turnaround, and it's magnificent. But no, I don't think I would have been in the Deer District. I think I would have just stayed home.
But you could have gotten some bootleg T-shirts for $5 to $10, like went in a parking lot after a concert.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have saved some bucks.
Deer, D-E, D-E-A-R? Who makes these shirts, you know?
I might create a couple before the night's done, Dan.
Dan, lastly, I want to ask this. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I need to, we need to close with this. Mike Budenholzer's job is safe now?
Yes. Yes, I think it's
okay.
safe.
Okay.
And by the way, there will be people who complain that they won a title so he'll keep his job. You know that those fans are out there. They're like, great, now we're never going to get rid of him.
Buddy, buddy, that was yeah. A-block for Thursday when you joined me.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Dan Beyer on Fox. That's at Dan Beyer on Fox. He'll be in later on this week, basking in the glow of the Milwaukee Bucks championship. Harmon's going to say stuff like, hey, so the Cowboys open camp today, and Jerry Jones is going to be the starting quarterback, and Dan's going to go, hey, you know what Giannis said today? This is what Giannis did. That's going to be the entire rest of the week. Dan, congratulations, man. You must be on cloud nine. Enjoy the rest of the night, and we will talk to you later on.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, Dan.
All right. That is a huge, huge victory.
He's
Listen,
so
when
excited.
When you sign up, when you grow up like a Milwaukee Bucks fan, I mean, how many do you really ever think you're going to win a title? I mean, really, let's be honest. If you grow up a Sacramento Kings fan, you really think you're going to win a title?
No.
You really think that's where you're at right now? It's like you have to think like you're having an out-of-body experience right now.
No, I think everything came to fruition, and we've got some quotes from Giannis that we haven't gotten into yet, that are pretty stellar. And well, he throws shade at the rest of the NBA, which is absolutely fantastic. I just found a clip of him from the year or maybe 2 years before he was drafted, and he looked like a little kid, a tall, quote, little kid, but still a little kid, and the journey's there. I mean, you're at 26, all of these accolades, now you're a champion, and you could still be the nitpickers of saying his game's not complete. Well, stop him in the low post. Stop him if you dare.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Chris Paul inbound. Looking in for Booker, who takes a three. No good. Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
It's like we've made it the official song of the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, standing on top of it, it's like, you know, Gloria was the song of the Blues when they won the cup a couple years ago. We've made that the official song of the Bucks now.
Well, just the way he let it out, and Sam jumping all over a little Van Halen there. It's better than, and it's a song I love, and the video is fantastic. Room at the Top by Tom Petty, but it was about, you know, trying to get over a divorce. Not quite the same celebratory refrain coming off of that. So, yeah, let's stick with Van Halen.
I think Adam Ant did a song called Room at the Top. There is always room at the top. I think
room
he had a
at the
song
top,
like 25 years ago
century.
Called Room at the Top.
Room at the Top, yeah. 18th century. Yeah, no, I have to figure out what the rest of the lyrics are, but I can picture the video, and I hear that song, and it will echo in my head, and I hate you for it.
Yeah, no, Standing on Top of the World is a much better song. I mean, I'd be driving down this. Really, I can't imagine what it's like right now to be a Bucks fan. Because, you know, look, my teams, Mets, Jets, Syracuse, Knicks, how often do they win? Okay, never. They never win, right? Never. The Mets won in 86. Syracuse won in 2003. Carolina Hurricanes won the Cup, so hockey, I got a Stanley Cup. But, I mean, my team's won three times in my lifetime. In my lifetime, they've won three times. In my lifetime. But a team like New York, you always feel like, all right, we have hope. We're a big market team. We're going to get the next big stars. It's going to happen. When you grow up – and you are fans of teams that are the small market teams, like the Milwaukee Bucks, like the Sacramento Kings. I mean, look, there's people growing up now that are New Orleans Pelicans fans. I mean, are the Memphis Grizzlies ever really going to win? You know, you get outside into Major League Baseball and you start thinking, are the Pirates ever going to win again? It's really hard. That's why I can't imagine what the party is like tonight for the Bucks and the Bucks fans. Because you know growing up, it's okay, we're ever going to win? Of course not. If we win the playoffs, that's a thing. And you devote your life as a sports fan to this team, and you draft Giannis, and it comes through, and everything breaks right, and you win. This is like a party that should go for a month, because you don't know when this is going to happen again. Because to be realistic, are the Bucks a team that can repeat? As good players as Middleton and Holiday are, half their games in the finals stunk. You know, you had a fortunate draw this year. You know, the Suns clearly had a fortunate draw. There's a reason why the Bucks aren't the favorites to win next year already. But, you know, I don't want to get down on them at all, but just saying that's realistically. That's why this party should go for like a month. And really, it's like people, I'm calling in sick to work for how long? The next 4 weeks. Okay, I understand. You're a Bucks fan. I'm going to buy all the deer merchandise I can get. I'm going to ride a deer around the greater Milwaukee area. I'm going to find a deer, and I'm going to put a collar around it. I'm going to ride a deer around it. I'm going to hold on to the horns. I'm going to be like very excited. I mean, this is what the party should be like for the Milwaukee Bucks and their fans.
Summerfest comes early and stays for 6 weeks. There's no question about it. You know, and Sam, and because of the final call, you know, we've got some Van Halen as an official song for the team. I would like to dedicate this to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Because you know what? When that knee buckled, we all thought he was done. Instead, he snapped right back up and became a finals MVP with one of the greatest performances we've ever seen.
See, I got to get that in my head because I think of this and I just think of the first scene from Endgame when the Guardians of the Galaxy are in space.
No, but that's it. And he belongs right with them. Protector of the universe. Hanging out with Groot.
I'm glad you mentioned Iowa Sam, who's on the ones and twos for us here tonight, because he's told me that there's another great Top of the World song that we should play that could be the Bucks' official song. All right, so let's do the final call into the other Top of the World song. If it's as good as Van Halen, I'm okay with changing it. So let's hear the final call, and then boom, you hit us with that new Top of the World song.
Chris Paul inbound, looking in for Booker, who takes a three. No good. Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
Oh, yeah. A little Carpenters action. Woo! Yeah, we go from Van Halen to the Spinners. Yeah.
Ever since you've been around, your love's put me at the top of the world.
Almost had it. Nicely done. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. I mean, I still think the Van Halen version is going to be the best one, but I kind of like going with the Carpenters there.
Well, it is the most celebratory. There's no question about it.
Yes. Yes, it was. So, congratulations to the Bucks. Congratulations to Giannis, who talked about his incredible journey from getting drafted to being an NBA champion. He dropped an F-bomb along the way. Why the league absolutely needed the result they got tonight, and that was Giannis and his 50 points and the NBA championship coming up in a couple minutes. But let's listen to a little bit of Giannis as he talks to the media for the first time as an NBA champion.
Coach Saint, my brother, Jim Pesky, wasn't able to be here, but we represent them. CA, I love you. You know I love you. And Pat, Coach Saint, you know I love you too. Questions?
Giannis, when you first started playing basketball, did you ever think a moment like this would happen?
Man, no. No. I started playing basketball just to, you know, help my family, you know, try to get them out of the struggle, you know, the challenges we were facing when we were kids. But, man, I never thought, you know, I'm going to be 26 years old, you know, with my team, playing the NBA Finals, just playing. And, like, I was just happy just being a part, like, you know, not even winning, just being a part of this journey, you know. And but I never thought ever when I'd be 26, you know, I'd be sitting in this chair with this right here and this right here. Man, we've come a long way.
Hey, Giannis, how are you? When thinking about the diaspora of Africa, and you think about the country that your parents came from, and do you know what you represent to the continent, and what do you think this title, those two trophies, mean to the continent?
Mm-hmm. I know. Obviously, I represent, you know, my country, my both countries, Nigeria and Greece. A lot of kids from there. But not just from Nigeria, from the whole Africa, whole Europe. You know, I know that I'm a role model, but like this should make every person, every kid, anybody around the world to like believe in their dreams. You know, and no matter like whatever you feel, when you feel down, when things don't look like it's gonna happen for you, or you might not make it in your career, might be basketball, might be anything. Just believe in what you're doing, keep working. You know, don't let nobody tell you what you can be, what you cannot do. You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight, and I'm a freaking champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make them. You know, but I'm joking. Actually, I'm not, but yeah, just believe, man. Just I give people around the world, from Africa, from Europe, give them hope. You know, that it can be done. It can be done. 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, before I came to the league, I didn't know where my next move will come from. You know, my mom was selling stuff in the street. And now I'm here, sitting in the top of the top. You know, and I'm extremely blessed, and that's why I'm extremely blessed. If I never have the chance to sit on this table ever again, I'm fine with it. You know, I'm fine with it. But like, I hope this can give everybody around the world hope, and allow them to believe in their dreams.
Great stuff there from Giannis. He dropped an F-bomb in the middle at one point. It was really something to hear him look back at what he accomplished. And he, as he said, if I never get back here again, it's okay. Now, I'm sure Bucks fans are going, wait. We want you to say we're coming back here next year. But I get what he's saying. It's so important for the NBA that he won and did it like this with 50 points in the championship game, because the NBA needs that next star that's going to take the mantle from LeBron. And Giannis winning tonight, and not just winning, but winning in a closeout performance unlike any that we've ever seen, with 50 points and 14 boards and 5 blocks. He went from a big NBA star into a global athlete, star, and icon with his performance tonight. He's now a guy that the league can push up and say, he's our next star. All right, now, yes, the ratings were a little bit low for this, but now Giannis has become that next star. He's a little bit of Shaq, he's a little bit of LeBron, and they need that next guy to carry the league. And now he's 26, he's got his first championship. Are we going to watch him rip off titles? Look, it's him and Zion who are going to carry the league the next few years. Zion, when he needs to get to a new team. But Giannis, they needed this so much because he's got that bit of Shaq and that little bit of LeBron in him where it's a little bit of polarization, but not a lot because he's so likable. But like Shaq, he's the big man, and does he need a little bit of help? All of these great storylines that we always had around these two players, you have in Giannis. And tonight, it was the big party where the NBA went from, hey, he's a star, to now he's a breakthrough guy. He's Kevin Durant. He is broken through. He is Steph Curry. He is LeBron James. He's the guy that's going to carry the league on his back, and they needed that. And this is going to be his league now for the next 5 to 7 years. It's not LeBron's league anymore. It's not KD's league. It's not Harden's league. It is Giannis's league. He wins at 26, and he does it with as dominant of finals performances we have ever seen. He has now become a global star. The NBA watched their fortunes improve so much by them winning this game and Giannis doing it the way he did.
No, it's fantastic stuff. I mean, dominant performance, no matter what you threw at him. He didn't try to be anything he wasn't, right? A couple of jump shots, but played within himself, saying, all right, stop me at the rim. when we talked with Rick Bucher earlier, even with free throws, and he even poked fun at it there, right? The line about, hey, you know, I made all my free throws and jokes and whatever. He didn't shy away from contact and going to said free throw line. As we've seen, good things can happen even off a miss, right? Tap backs and extended possessions as you go in the final stretches of games. So, you know, likable at the mic, a guy who's willing to joke and poke fun at himself and the league around him. There's another quote that's circulating that we'll effort here in short order to kind of talk about the team formation and the gratification of winning here. But it's all you can hope for, right? A likable guy on and off, has fun with his social media, a Midwestern team, right? Not on one of the coasts, not one of the biggest, you know, draws, so to speak. But, you know, clearly their fans were out in full effect tonight. And that was one of the stories, certainly from a dismal first quarter. That was the highlight that we came away with. Look at all those people to where they were talking about it on the broadcast. So it's a fun story to push forward. We'll see how his game evolves. But one thing you can't take away, he's now an NBA champion at 26 with all sorts of accolades under his belt, two-time MVP, all defensive players, all of these things. And now he gets to defend a title, you know, in a quote-unquote real season. Because let's see how folks try to diminish this title. Because I've already seen the usual suspects and the weak efforts to try to delegitimize what the Suns accomplished this year.
Giannis tweeted out, this is starting to make the rounds now for the past hour or so. This is a tweet from July of 2014. Okay, so it's just about 7 years ago to the day, right? July 16th, 2014. I'll never leave the team and the city of Milwaukee till we build the team to a championship-level team. I'll never leave the team and city of Milwaukee till we build the team to a championship-level team. That's great. Tom Thibodeau is expecting your call now. You've done all you can. You've built a new championship. It's time to go, Giannis. It's time to go. Call Tom Thibodeau. They'll find a place for you. Everything is great. You promised. You promised you wouldn't leave until you did it now. Now, time to go. Time to go to New York. Time to go
just
to
calm down. We got time another quote that we're efforting from Giannis that'll address that in short order.
It's time to go, man. It's
stop.
Matter. This is what you tweeted. It's time to go. It's time to go. Coming up next, hey, we got more because believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers is tweeting about the Milwaukee Bucks championship. Here's a teaser. Congratulations. I'm leaving tomorrow to... No. He is tweeting about the championship. Why his lack of a presence tonight is a really big deal. Plus, if the more interesting story is in the losing locker room, it ain't Chris Paul that Suns fans should say failed them and they want more from. It's somebody else. That's coming up next. Fox. Love that I found ever since you've been around. Giannis took me to the top of the world.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, it's Czechoslovakia. We zip in, we pick them up, we zip right out again. We're not going to Moscow. It's Czechoslovakia. It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Wisconsin is title town. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. As the Bucks are your NBA champs, Giannis with 50 points in one of the most epic closeout game performances you have ever seen in the NBA. And speaking of Giannis, you know, striking a blow for not being able to say, hey, I joined up with a super team to win. Here's the bite, the sound bite that Mike Harmon was referencing a few minutes ago when he wanted to talk about, hey, here's Giannis when he talks about, hey, you know, leaving a team up with another star or two. Yeah, that's not for me.
Coming back, I was like, this is my city. You know, they trust me. They believed in me. They believed in us. Even when we were like, we lost, the city still was like on our side. And, you know, obviously I wanted to get the job done, you know. But that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still one. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way I chose to do it. And we did it. We did it, man.
We bleeping did it. There's Giannis dropping that.
How great is that?
Oh, that was awesome. Look, I get it. It was, I think it's going to be a bit of a different title defense for Giannis because teams are going to be healthy. They're going to be healthier, and the road to the finals is going to be a little bit more difficult than it was this year. But look, you know, he's talking from the heart. He could have left. He decided to stay. It is a great, great moment for small teams everywhere. Like I've been saying this hour, I can't imagine what it's like for Bucks fans. You never grow up thinking you're going to win a title in anything. You know, win an NBA title. Come on. You know, and winning like this, I mean, it really is some kind of achievement.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they had a big thing on the court with 8 years with he and Chris Middleton, right? And he stopped in the middle of his answer and ran over and hugged him because he was asked, you know, what it means to have. It's like, you know, he's the guy that helped him grow. That was the guy that helped introduce him, you know, more or less to America, right? And helping him out as he was just getting started out playing in Milwaukee. You know, that's all those big things. And I like the fact that he struck a blow and flipped off super teams. That's pretty cool. I mean, look, for all the, hey, he's saying all the right things from a smiles and wow, isn't this a great moment? It's also a reminder, I see y'all, wink. To be continued.
It is now. Look, he's mission accomplished in Milwaukee. He's going to call Tom Thibodeau tomorrow and say, hey, listen, I'd like to get there. Now, with what's going on with the Suns, I mean, clearly Chris Paul, we've talked about him a lot tonight. He's going to get the lion's share of the blame because the finals was about him, and now it's going to be all Chris Paul fell short. Yes, Chris Paul wasn't great. Chris Paul's also 36 years old, and he kind of hit the wall a little bit, and Drew Holiday was able to shut him down. Gee, who said sell out to stop Chris Paul, you'll win the NBA title? Oh, that was me. I'm ready. I'll start coaching the Pelicans first, then I'll move up to the Knicks. But the guy, honestly, that I needed more from was Devin Booker. The last two rounds, he was extremely uneven. He was anointed a big superstar before he became a superstar. He plays too emotional. He's someone that can't hit the outside shot as much as he should be able to. He was 0-for from three-point range tonight. He had too many bad games, and he was he's the next Kobe Bryant. No, Kobe doesn't have games like this in the playoffs, where he shut down basically for almost a month, right? He had six bad games in the Western Conference Finals. He had three good games. In the NBA Finals, he had three bad games. Stars don't do that. It's a big learning experience for him, but he's the guy I needed more from. It wasn't Chris Paul. It was Devin Booker.
Yeah, he failed you in a big way, and it's, you know, he had said, hey, I'm not Kobe. Take that away. But certainly in this series, there's, you know, so many times the offense got stagnant, and he well, he lost his head in a number of sequences, and they needed him to keep his composure, and he didn't.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, and let me just say this. We talk about the Bucks being the champs. I picked the Bucks to go to the finals before the season started and then picked them to win before the NBA Finals began, Mike Harmon.
I know. Good job by you. And now Aaron Rodgers is needling folks, too, so good.
My buddy Ben Maller's next on Fox.